Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. How the heck are you? Boy, I got to tell you, my advice to you as an American, just an American, has nothing to do with firearms, has nothing, just friendly advice to you as an American citizen. Get your head out of the mainstream media, any media. Just stop watching the crap. Turn it off and live your life. The 24-hour news cycle is at a point in this country, it's just simply beyond repair. It's beyond repair. I don't know how it's going to end, but something's got to break. To listen, let me just put this into, let me tell you what angered me. Again, this has nothing to do with guns, but you would do well, because as gun owners, we have faced this for years and years and years. So let me just give you some advice, just frustration on the host's part. You are hearing nothing but gibberish from every talking pundit, big mouth, on every news channel there is. 24 hours now, filling time, desperately trying to fill 24 hours of news. Show after show after show, all talking about the same thing. And, of course, that's Trump's 90-day immigration ban until they can figure out a way to make sure those coming in are the ones that should be coming in and are safe. It's as simple as that. Why anyone would oppose that is absolutely beyond me. Why anyone would oppose that. And you have to ask yourself why someone would oppose that. 109 people were caught in the crossfire and detained who were in transit at the moment that executive order was signed. 109. They are all back home. Yet the press is going insane. Insane. Why? This is the key. Why? Ask yourself why they're going nuts. Because they hate it. They hate the country. They hate the president. They hate his agenda. And they hate you. And it would just be wise to get your head out of this garbage. I don't know how long. You make that decision yourself. But turn it off and live your life. Let me go to my first guest, Jerry Henry. Today is going to be an interesting day here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense for a couple of reasons. First of all, today you're going to benefit from hearing a conversation between two friends. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I found out what I was going to do today, I put the pen down. I put the research down. I quit the research triage. I turned off the computer. Because I want you to hear the spontaneity of the conversation. Jerry Henry, Executive Director of Georgia Carry. How are you, Jerry?
I'm fine. You?
I'm doing well, man. You know, let me set this up for listeners, okay? I got a text from you earlier in the day today that said, hey, can you give me a call when you get a chance?
Sure.
And as soon as I saw the text, I called you. Now, this is something, Jerry, this might be informative for listeners. Do you know why I didn't respond instantly to your text?
No.
Because my phone was in my car. It wasn't on my hip. I never wear a phone on my hip. Please don't be the person that wears the phone on the hip. Please put the phone in the pocket. Don't wear it on the hip. Don't be that person. My 10-year-old has a phone, okay? You're a PVC pipe salesman, for crying out loud. You're not that important. Put the phone in your pocket. Hide it.
I really was. I really wasn't concerned, because I kind of expected you might be busy. Otherwise, I would have called you. And I thought, well, I'll give him a chance if he's busy to do what he needs to do, and then he'll call me later.
And I did. But my point being was that my phone wasn't attached to me. It was in the car. I had something to do. I left it there intentionally. Okay, because I'm trying to, just like the advice I doled out a moment ago, you know, get your head out of the media. Turn this crap off. Watch it at 6 to 6:30, get your 30-minute dose, and then go about your life. Jerry, have you ever been somewhere? I know you have, like a concert or something, and everybody's holding their phones up and watching the event through their phone.
I have seen some of that. I don't go to too many concerts or anything,
okay,
because I don't agree with most people that put on those concerts.
Well, that's true. I should have known better.
I don't want to listen to their BS when they're trying to convey their thoughts to me. I, you know, I came to listen to you sing, or I came to listen to your jokes, and that's it. I don't need the rest of it. So I don't do that too much. But I have seen an awful lot of people do that. And why? Why do we need to show our lives live on Facebook?
It's not even that.
I understand it.
It's why do you have to watch the concert through your phone? Put the damn thing in your pocket. Put it in your pocket and live the event. Mm-hmm. I got some great advice. Let me give some great advice, and then we'll move on to the topics of the day today. Just a peeve, and I have a microphone, and I can do this. Just wonderful advice. I was at a NASCAR track, or a track that was being used by NASCAR. I had a Camaro. Rob Pincus was with me. My Camaro SS had less than 5,000 miles on it. We went to watch one of the NASCAR teams practice and do some runs as they were testing, getting ready to go to Martinsville. The track was in Jackson, Georgia, and it mirrors. It's a very small track, very similar to Martinsville, and the team was practicing there. And I'm friends with the team. They invited us out. We went out to watch the practice at the track. It was great. When we pulled in, the owner of the track said, hey, in between some of those runs, and I'll tell you who the track was, Jamie McMurray's number one McDonald's car was the one practicing out there. And he said, hey, you can get that. You know, he says, I own the track. He said, you want, you can get your car out there and run that thing a few laps. I said, well, that'd be a lot of fun. Well, I had a NASCAR driver get behind the wheel of my Camaro. I got in the passenger seat. Get behind the wheel. I won't name the driver. Get behind, it was not Jamie McMurray. But get behind the wheel of the car and run me a couple, three laps in my car. And when I got out, I said, holy crap, that was the coolest thing in the world. I had no idea. Number one, my car was capable of doing that. Number two, just the whole thing, who I was with, who was driving my car. And I was in the car with him. I thought, it's unbelievable. I thought, man, I didn't get any video of that at all. Good Lord. And you know what he said to me, Jerry? He said, no. You don't need any video. You don't need any video. You lived it, bro. Nobody's going to believe you anyway. You know what just happened, and you experienced it. That's how you live your life. So that's my advice for today. For God's sakes, get your head out of this media, get your face out of these phones, and live your damn life and enjoy it. Because I'm telling you right now, the mainstream media in this country will not stop until they cause some type of unrest in this nation. And if they keep it up, that's what's going to happen. Jerry, back to our original phone call. How about that? Can we do that?
Sure.
Whew. Thanks for hearing me out.
No problem. I've heard that before.
I honestly did stop everything I was doing today. I was going to talk a little bit about last night's Monster broadcast and some of the things we heard. And when I got back a hold of you, I thought, no, this is a conversation. Didn't I say that, Jerry? Let's stop this call and let's take it to the airwaves, right?
You did. You sure did.
This is going to be a provocative conversation for a lot of different reasons, but I think it's a time to have it. The media agitating me today makes this a good time to have it. The future, what we got to talking about was the future of the pro gun rights movement. And Jerry, you want to frame it? What was that? How did we go ahead? Tell me, please. How did we get started?
Well, we were just talking about how the shoe all of a sudden is on the other foot. We're the ones that are kind of in the driver's seat. We can say and do pretty much what we please. And depending on how the Supreme Court lays out after Trump is gone, which, as you know, it may be he may appoint three or four more judges, depending on whether he gets reelected or what, then we're not going to have to worry too much about Second Amendment rights. And we're not being pushed as much as we were by the antis. However, what we have to be careful of is going to sleep. People don't understand that, yeah, we've made big strides. But all of a sudden, if the tide turns as it has, as we've just witnessed on, from the other side, basically with Obama and Hillary, the driving force was behind the antis. But now all of a sudden it's switched. So we have to be prepared for it to switch again somewhere down the road. Maybe it won't do it in my lifetime. Hopefully it won't. But if it does, we could turn around and find ourselves in the same boat. And it's real easy for people to turn around and get complacent and say, well, you know, I don't need to belong to Georgia Kerry. I don't need to belong to NRA because look what we've got. That's exactly how we lost it the first time.
Yeah, that's how our conversation started. And it got a little deeper. And I'll mention to you right now, I don't want to name names of anybody we talked about. It's not fair.
Nope.
But I do want to bring up that part of the conversation. I think it's vital. I think it's important. We just will not name any particular names. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. when we come back, I did dig up a audio for you, listener, from the Firearms Policy Coalition out in California. And it just by fluke, Jerry, it happened to mirror what we were talking about relative to what we need to do on our side, because there are states that are still fighting this battle mainly on the West Coast. As you know, Washington, Oregon, and California are the three big states that come to mind. When we come back, I want to play this audio tape from our friend Craig DeLuz over at Firearms Policy Coalition. Jerry, let's take the conversation from what listeners just heard from you into what they're having to face out there, and we can talk about it as we go forward. It just kind of dovetails really well. We'll be right back with Jerry Henry, Executive Director, Georgia Carry, right after this.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com, lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the USCCA Armed American Radio Studios. I am Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. If you had the opportunity to tune into the Monster broadcast yesterday, wow, it was a good one. Alan Gottlieb caught us up on we're driving the narrative now. You heard Jerry Henry. He'll be right back with me in just a second. We'll go to him in just a moment. As you heard, we're driving this narrative now. It's what you've heard me say for quite some time, and we're going to continue to do so. No longer are we allowing the enemies of our freedoms to drive and direct the narrative and rock us back on our heels. We're going to put them right where they belong, and that's on the ground. And I intend to do that every day. How? No, I don't have to attack them anymore. All I have to do is continue discussing my rights with you and your rights together, and that puts them on their heels because we can. Because we won, and to the victors go the spoils. And that's the direction we want to stay focused. Last night we learned about some ongoing cases, some great victories in the restoration of our right to bear arms. And you're going to be seeing an awful lot about that over the next 4 years and next 8 years. Really looking forward to bringing you those great victories, particularly with a very friendly Supreme Court and probably 100 other lower court judges with lifetime appointments. Unraveling the shoestring begins now, as you can see, if you've been paying any attention to the Trump administration for the last 10 to 11 days. And the fact that they're angering the liberals like popping zits is just incredible. I'm watching every, you know, as much as I can. But from time to time, you got to get your head out of it. Alan was wonderful. But we had a setback in the Fourth Circuit, that being a ruling by the Fourth Circuit, a 12-4 ruling that covers the states of West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Who am I missing there? Probably Maryland. Another one that enables law enforcement to consider you dangerous even if you have a concealed carry permit. If you're armed, lawfully or not, they can consider you dangerous and treat you hostile. Very, very dangerous ruling, allowing them to pull you out, search you, period. That gives them probable cause. Your permit itself gives probable cause to frisk you and put you on the side of the road. And this is a very, very, very dangerous set of circumstances. We discussed a little bit about that and how we can combat that moving forward, but we have to do so carefully. Alan was great. AWR Hawkins, Happy Ending Stories, played you two audio clips from there. And then we had a Glock Armor, a good friend of mine, Mike Paworski, come in from the Arms Room, talk to us a little bit about Glock safety. I get a lot of emails to that effect. Are my Glocks safe, man? I'm hearing all this stuff about it. So we gave you education, information, and entertained you all three facets yesterday. And a wonderful conversation it was. Please go back to armedamericanradio.com and check out yesterday's Monster broadcast on the 29th. It was wonderful. All right, Jerry Henry, back to you. The conversation, here's what I want to do. Let's move ahead of ourselves a little bit. I want to put the cart ahead of the horse just a little bit here because we were kind of heading in that direction. Then we'll kind of wheel it back and go back to some of the things we were discussing earlier on the phone. But there's one area of the country, in particular Washington, Oregon, California, is at tremendous risk right now, believe it or not. Agreed?
I agree.
All right. Let me play this audio clip from the firearms, from the FPC. And this is very, very important. That's the Firearms Policy Coalition and our friend Craig DeLuz. I want you to take a listen to this because for years we've been telling you the fight for gun rights is going to move to the states, that institutional gun control at the federal level is dead. And it was dead during the Obama years. What's his name? Is that his name? Obama, right? That guy that used to be president. Isn't that wonderful? But for the last couple of years of his administration, of course, after the midterms, institutional gun control at the federal level was dead. But Michael Bloomberg reared his ugly head. Take a listen to what they're having to worry about on the West Coast. This is why we can't be complacent. Here we go.
Last summer, your FPC warned you about a highly coordinated, billionaire-backed gun control effort to expand California-style gun control to Washington and Oregon and build what they call the West Coast Wall of Gun Control. And then in November, anti-gun ballot measures were passed in Washington, Nevada, and California. The West Coast Wall was going up, and now they want to finish it off.
Washington may be the next state to adopt a ban on assault weapons.
Gun control advocates feel that they have the momentum to push for some sweeping changes region-wide.
Creating a West Coast wall of California, Oregon, and Washington is necessary.
These weapons have no place in civilian use.
Several Washington and Oregon groups are pushing for a ban on semi-automatic rifles.
Anti-Second Amendment billionaires like Michael Bloomberg and Paul Allen are trying to hold you and your families hostage behind a wall of tyranny and oppression, separating you from your constitutional rights, your American heritage, making gun owners like you into second-class citizens and even criminals. If you want to live behind a wall of gun control, don't do anything. Stay home. Stay silent. But if you oppose the West Coast wall of gun control, we need to know that you are with us when we walk in the state capitals and fight to save gun rights. Now, more than ever, patriots across the West Coast and across America must rise up and fight back. We need your support. We need your voice. Civil rights don't have borders, and Second Amendment rights don't have walls. Your gun rights are on the line here, folks. Please pledge to fight the West Coast Wall of Gun Control at stopthegunwall.com.
All right, now you can go to firearmspolicy.org for more information. And Jerry, I don't know if you knew this or not, but firearmspolicy.org, of course, is a movement that's, you know, mixed bag from founders of Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Cal Guns out in California, and a couple others, I think, that formed this 501c4 nonprofit organization, and it's under $4 a month to join. Under $4 a month, and boy, it's needed. Now, I just want to point out, and I wanted to play that for you, so that you understand that while the rest of the nation, and we do take a breather. I want to be honest with you, Jerry. Is that fair to say? We fought a long fight. We can breathe a little easier now, right? But we can't forget, can we?
Well, we can breathe easier, but you're right. We cannot forget. There's no way we can forget. If we do, we're in deep trouble. As I said, one of the problems that I seem to have convincing people that we need to stay vigilant is they say, well, look where we are. I mean, look at what all we've done in the last few years. Well, that's true, but we've got to keep it. And sometimes keeping it is tougher than getting it passed to begin with.
Well, restoring our rights across the country is going to be the challenge now. And, of course, we're going to have to be heavily engaged in the court system, of course, with Alan Gottlieb, and the, believe me, the Second Amendment Foundation right now is at the forefront. 30 cases active, 4 or 5 more getting ready to pump into the system. Victories now that we were unable to, you know, when you went to bed on November 8th, frankly, we didn't know whether we were going to be able to advance these cases or whether we were going to have to strategize, sit on our heels and wait some things out and pull some cases off those dockets and withdraw from some of those fights. Now we know, of course, we can move forward. Jerry, when we come back from the break, let's go back into, and this is a provocative part of the conversation, but there are a lot of people that we know who built careers on defending gun rights. And I want to know, what do they do now? What do they do now? Where do they go? How do they turn? What's necessary for those folks as we expand concealed carry and open carry and constitutional carry? What do the people who know nothing other than defend, do going forward? Going to have to change tune. We'll be back with Jerry Henry to discuss it. Provocative stuff. We'll be back right after these messages. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new 2-holster combo. Now you can buy 2 complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, my fellow responsibly armed Americans, I hate to have to give you this advice, but I have to do it. I would be remiss if I didn't. I'd be derelict in my duties to you. As fans of this program, for you, for so many years, I get some of the most heartening emails from you. They're just incredible to read. And if you want to weigh in, please do. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I get some of the best emails from the fans of the show are just amazing over the near decade that I've been on the air with you. But I got to tell you this before we move on with Jerry, because there is breaking news as we're on the air with you. The media is all over this. And I want to give you some perspective here, because former president, what's-his-face, just weighed in and is now praising the protesters against our new sitting president. This is not only irresponsible, this is incredibly dangerous. And I'm just here to tell you, please, please never forget how dangerous the radical left in this country is. They are, as we have seen time after time, very capable of violence, extreme violence. Just be careful. Pay attention to your surroundings. But just to give you some numbers, Jerry Henry, bring you back in real fast. You know, this whole thing on the news right now about, you know, visas and a 90-day ban and all this. I want to point out, we're talking about Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. Okay?
Right.
Their total visas issued in 2015 from all of those 7 countries was only 71,861. 109 people were detained who got caught in transit when the order was signed and are now, by the way, back home. safe and sound, right, where they need to be, where they belong, no matter who they are, no matter where they're from. They were lawful residents, permanent residents, who got caught in the crossfire, and they are now home, where they need to be. We're talking about a country of 325 million people and a former president now 11 days old weighing in and taking part in by simply opening his trap and weighing in against a sitting president and taking up positions with the protesters. These are people who, by the way, are capable of violence. They've shown it time after time after time. And I just wanted to get that out. That news is breaking now, and to all of our affiliates, we just want to let you know that we're on top of it. All right, Jerry.
Yes.
We talked about, we heard the video, okay? We talked about a little bit about that fight. Let's shift the conversation now to, okay, we've won. Many of us, I'm one of them, have spent the better part of a decade having to defend our position. Mm-hmm. Well, we're very fortunate here on Armed American Radio. We have many, many other things to talk about. We've been able to shift, and it has been my goal. It was my strategic plan all along when Trump won the White House or whoever it happened to be. Well, better off that Trump than anybody else. If we'd have had a Bush or anybody but Ted Cruz, we'd have been in the same boat we'd have been in with What's-Her-Face, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen. Okay, now with Trump in the White House, we're able to move our strategic plan forward. We have lots of fun things we're talking about on Armed American Radio and moved in a completely different direction because we've taken control of the narrative. Jerry, is everybody who fought alongside us over the last 8 years going to be capable of doing that, or are there going to be some casualties along the way?
Well, I think there'll probably be some casualties. It depends on how quickly they realize where they're sitting and what the subject matter needs to be. It can be done, but I think that there will be some casualties that will fall by the wayside.
Is that a good thing?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to give that a lot of thought. Whether it's a good thing or bad, it's a bad thing because some of them are probably our friends and it would hurt them. But then on the other hand, you have to, in this business, when you're fighting gun rights, you have to be fluid, you have to be active, and you have to be ready to change on a moment's notice and go wherever the fight is. And I don't know that all those people will be able to change that quickly.
You know, one of my concerns was, and I voiced this to you in a private conversation today that I wanted to take public, is that I'm concerned that there are certain factions on the pro-rights movement that will begin to eat their own, that will begin to cannibalize their own. I will be a target. I know that for a fact. That's going to happen. I'm opening up dialogue right now and have reinvited Dr. Christine Moutier from AFSP. We're talking about suicide prevention. She's a suicide prevention expert. She's teamed up with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and there are a lot of people on my side of the fence, our side of the fence, your side of the fence, if you are a law-abiding, responsible gun owner, who simply don't even want to have a conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to talk about it. They see suicide as code word or suicide prevention as code words for gun control. And that may have been the case on November 7th. But those people see the writing on the wall with the Trump administration and are now taking advantage of coming out and saying, look, that's not what I'm personally trying to do. My goal is to reduce suicides. Here's how I view it as the host of Armed American Radio. Jerry, this is a conversation we should be able to have without having to talk about gun control, and we can certainly do that. Here's why. What's-Her-Face ran her campaign. We call her What's-Her-Face on the show, by the way. Ran her campaign on 30,000 violent gun violence deaths in America every year, of which was a flat-out lie because two-thirds of those were suicide. And there are experts in suicide prevention, as Dr. Christine Moutier is, who can tell us that it isn't the gun. That's the point she's trying to make, that we can all join together and help reduce suicide by gun, okay, and therefore reduce suicides as a whole. Now, I'll get attacked by some on my side who go, oh, he's compromising. No, I'm not compromising crap. Jerry, help me with this.
Well, you know, you can say what you want to about compromising or not compromising. The fact is that you're moving the ball forward. If we could prevent some... many of these suicides that take place with firearms, number one, it's better for families, it's better for the country, it's better for everybody involved, plus it's better for our fight because then the antis who want to lie and cheat and put whatever numbers forth that will help their cause, they won't be able to use those bigger numbers. You know, right now they're saying, well, more people are killed by firearms than they are by automobiles. And the numbers are close if you leave the suicides in there. But if you take the suicides out, they're not even close. They're nowhere near close. It's like you said, like 60 or 70% of the gun deaths, gun-related deaths in this country are suicides. So why don't we try to remove those numbers from that? Why don't we try to help society? Why don't we do something good for our fellow man and families? Anybody that's ever been through this, it's devastating. Why shouldn't we be good guys and try to help people?
You know, it was something we were hesitant to discuss prior to November 7th because we all knew what the code words were. Why? Because the other side was controlling the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Gun safety, suicide prevention meant gun control. Well, guess what, pal? It doesn't mean gun control today because I say it doesn't mean gun control. That's how we change the narrative. I tell you that it doesn't mean gun control anymore, and I mean it. And I step up to the plate and say just what you said, Jerry. This is a conversation we can have. And guess what happens? If we're successful in the slightest by reducing those numbers you just talked about, let's say we reduce that two-thirds down to a half, or even, you know, maybe thankfully even less. We pull the rug right out from the enemies who would like to use those very numbers against us in their continued lie against us.
That's
and that's how we use that to advance the ball forward, by telling the truth, and that's how we infiltrate Washington and Oregon and California and work with the Firearms Policy Coalition. And that's why the Second Amendment Foundation is involved. Jerry, we're getting ready to take a break. Please hold that thought, because when we come back, I want you to continue that conversation as the executive director of one of the most effective pro-gun grassroots organizations in the nation, because you're in a very, very unique position. Now, I would have said that 20 seconds later, but so far, Sean has given me 30-second notices three times. So
I know. I gave you a 30-second notice, then I said a minute, now 30 seconds.
Okay, he said 30, then a minute, now 30. All right, there you go, Shanto, whatever. I'm just funning with
live
you, brother.
Live radio.
You got to love it, and this is not your first rodeo. So the fun part is when we come back from this break, Jerry, we'll be able to talk to the individual who heads up one of the most effective pro-gun grassroots organizations in the country, and you can tell us what it means for you as we advance the ball. He just told me 20. I'm not going to believe him. I'm going to say we'll be back after these messages.
Okay. When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Okay, a couple things. While we were on break, I got an email from Public Relations Director over at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, coincidentally, literally while we were on the air. Her name is Alexis O'Brien, and she is scheduling Dr. Christine Moutier back on Armed American Radio. I will let you know when that will be in subsequent shows, but I am really looking forward to bringing her back on the program. So interesting how that works. As we're talking about this, you probably heard the ding in the background from my computer as it went off, because I do have the sound on, and I'll go ahead and turn that off now. It did, so you probably didn't hear it. Either way. Also, February 1st, USCCAonair.com, the February Gun A Day giveaway kicks off again. Make sure you make the note of that, please. The Gun A Day giveaway, these are wildly popular, wildly popular. Many, many, many thousands of you will get involved. All you have to do is activate a membership to the USCCA, and the Gun A Day pops up. You get registered for the Gun A Day, free Gun A Day giveaway. Sometimes four guns, sometimes five. They're giving away safes, Pendleton safes. These things are valued at $8,000 a piece. They're revolving, rotating with lighting systems. Unbelievable. These safes are just incredible. So make sure to check out USCCA on air or USCCA on AAR beginning February 1st, just a couple days from now. Stay up on that. If you're not a member, you should be. I'll read you some emails from some folks who listened to the program and joined. Well, we'll do that on February 1st as we kick off, again, the Gun A Day giveaway. All right, Jerry, Henry, welcome back to the program. I think we're live now. Sean, are we live now?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that there, buddy.
Is that going to be in 20 seconds again? I'm not sure. I'm just kidding with you.
It's going to be an 8-second delay there, my friend.
8-second delay? Okay, hold on. Let me wait.
Well,
okay, from 5, 6,
you
7,
and I,
right,
you and I are live, whether anybody's hearing us, that's another story.
There you go. Okay, Jerry, as the head of arguably one of the best grassroots organizations in the country, and I say that as one of the original 100 members of the organization over a decade ago, as an individual who has worked closely with the organization over the years, and really just as a gun owner who has witnessed what GCO and you and others who put the organization together over the years have done for gun rights in Georgia, taking it from the bottom of the barrel to one of the top four states in the country. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb. Arizona listeners, you're probably going to want to kill me for this. Because, Jerry, everybody says Arizona's got the best gun laws in the country.
They do.
Constitutional carry, can't argue with that, right? But you know what? Every time I'm in Arizona, there are more "don't come in here with your gun" signs than I've in a one block radius in Scottsdale than I've ever seen in the entire state of Georgia, ever.
Well, the good thing about the signs in Georgia, unless they're put up by the government, they don't really mean anything. They don't have the force of law, so you can't be arrested for going past the sign. Now, if you're asked to leave, you can be arrested for criminal trespass, but not for a firearms violation. And that's one of the good things that we do have here.
And that came from Georgia carry. My point being that while Arizona, of course, is a constitutional carry state, and you don't need government permission to carry your firearm concealed or open, whatever fashion you want, that's a wonderful thing. We want to work for it here. Georgia has moved itself up the ladder to no doubt one of the top four states in the nation, and that's I think that's quantifiable. I think we can prove that. But and not to mention surveys that say the same thing, Jerry. But as the head of that group, as the head of that organization, I want you to give me your philosophy. Let's get philosophical here for a second, okay? As we move into 2017, what do you want to see happen? And I'll set you up with this. I actually called for us to go for constitutional carry in this state right now, put our turncoat governor deal on the spot, make him say yes or no, veto it, and then for the next governor coming in, we can use it as a campaign tool to get that next governor to work on constitutional carry. But you know what you did? You whacked me off at the knees like that tennis player a few years ago and said, no, that's not what we want to do now. Well, let's get philosophical. What do you want to see happen? And use Georgia as an example for the rest of the country.
Well, and I'll probably get my knees whacked off for saying this as well, but what we're trying to do is get basically true constitutional carry, which means I can carry my firearm anywhere I want to. The more places that we get, the more locations that we get that we can carry with a license, the more it's going to mean to us all in the long run. And once we acquire all those places, then we can do away with the license and get the permitless carry or constitutional carry, whatever you want to do. We know that in this state, when we're dealing with the legislators that we deal with, that if we should do away with the license, we won't have any grounds to get any other places to carry, because one of the first things that people start complaining about is that means you'll be bringing guns into where our kids are. Well, wait a minute. These are people who have been background checked by the FBI, the GBI, that had mental health checks. They're the safest persons in Georgia. They're the most law-abiding persons in Georgia. Why shouldn't they be allowed to carry there? Now, if there's no gateway to get there, then how do you fight them? Say, well, that means just anybody can carry in there. Well, we really want anybody to carry in there, but there's no way that we're going to accomplish it if we don't have that carrot to throw back at them to shut that particular complaint up. That's how we've gotten to where we are now. Now, people call us, you said, compromising. There's people that say that we're big compromisers. Well, we do compromise in the fact that we'll go down and we'll introduce a bill, and we will get everything that we can out of that bill. So we compromise by taking some of those things out of the bill or allowing them to be taken out and still supporting the bill. But in doing so, in about 10 years' time, we have gone from the 42nd worst state for firearms laws in the country, with more places, I might add, off limits than California had when we started out with a permit, to, as you say, about the number four state. So what we want to do is we want to get all of the restrictions eliminated as to where we can carry guns, and then do away with a license.
All right, a couple things I want you to take note. I'm talking to you, the listener, now on what you just heard. And first of all, I said the tennis player. I meant the ice skater. Let me remember. You know, remember the girl got whacked, you know, the ice skater, whatever her name was, Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding.
Yeah, there you go. I got confused. Tennis, you know, what's the difference? It's the same thing. One's on ice, one's not. Well, it's a big deal, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, aside from that, what you just heard Jerry say was, and Jerry, I want to say this. I make up my own words on this program sometime. Over the years, I've made up a few of them. One of them is incrementalization, okay? And mm-hmm. what you're describing is not compromise in my book. It's incrementalization. It's saying, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to move the ball forward 5 yards this year in an effort to move it 15 yards next year. That's incrementalization. That's knowing and understanding the legislative makeup of your state. That's not compromise. That's playing smart football. That's something that Alan Gottlieb, I can promise you, if you were sitting right here, would applaud you for. I know it for a fact. We've had the conversations on the air and privately. That's what he does in courtrooms across America every single day. It's how we move the ball forward. It's why you've gone here in Georgia from 42 to 5. When I moved to this state 10 years ago, Florida's laws blew Georgia's away. Right now I can tell you unequivocally that Florida is decades behind Georgia's gun laws now and will probably not in my lifetime see the advancements we've made here in Georgia. That's incredible. And that was done by incrementalization. I defy anyone to call that compromise. So if the rest of the country follows that procedure, follows that theory, then we're good to go. Jerry, we've got 20 seconds. End it.
Well, I was going to say that that's the same way we lost them, was incrementalism, by people coming in and taking an inch here and an inch there and an inch there, and next thing you know, you've lost a yard. What we are trying to do is come back and get that inch and get that inch, and next thing you know, we got a yard. And that's the way we will continue, whether people think we're compromisers or not.
And guess what happens? Once we get the right to carry back in all of the places we should have it, then we go for, as you said, constitutional carry. And they can never take it away from us again. That's a winning strategy in my book, and thanks for everything you do.
Yeah, thank you, sir. That's the big carrot as far as I'm concerned, and we're just not ready to get there yet.
Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.